All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because that's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we are back with Starless, and we'll have more Starless, because we're doing a week of VNs, then a week of comics, then a week of VNs, and then comics. You'll get the video later for that. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started. Now, we have seen all this text before, so we're just going to go right past it. You know, there's nothing that's changed in their conversation, but one line. It's pretty much the same thing as the Mikiko route. I said, okay. Alright, Sachi, go fetch Mikiko. Yes, ma'am. She bows and leaves for the dining room. Well, I have some work to do, so I'll be leaving now. If I don't leave now, I might not get a chance later. That's the difference. I bow and then follow after Sachi. Phew, that was a close one. I make my escape to the dining room and go to my seat with a sigh of relief. It's still early, so the only one inside at the moment is Midori, who's busy preparing the table. What's up? You look worn out. Midori sees me and comes over. I notice someone's in the hall. What's that about? I take my seat and answer her. Yeah, Mikiko's husband is here. He's in the hall talking to the mistress at the moment. Mikiko's husband? Interesting. So what's he like? He doesn't seem like a bad guy. He's sane at least, and unlike his family. So what's he here for? I'm not sure. I think it has to do with his debt, though. Probably related to the restaurant she mentioned before at dinner as well. I don't know the details, so it's just a guess, but that would make sense. It's a safe bet that it has something to do with why Mikiko and her son are working here, too. You think I should go say hi? That's probably not a good idea. I think they're in the middle of something important. Hell, I just got done making my escape from there. I see. Midori seems to let go of her curiosity. Just then, Sachi comes out of the kitchen. Man, that was tiring. Where's Mikiko? She's probably reuniting with her husband in the hall by now. She grabs the pitcher on the table, pours some water into a cup, and chugs it down. But yeah, looks like there might be some trouble. Does Mikiko's husband come here often? He comes about once a month, yeah. The main purpose for his visit is to pay his debt, though. Why come all the way down to the mountains, though? Why not just transfer the money? Well, he gets to see his family, too. The long trip is a small price to pay. Especially considering that's the only chance he even gets to see them since they started working here. Speaking of which, how long have they been working here? I'm not sure, but I think I heard it was over a year at least. Wow, that's a long time. I'm surprised they managed to keep working in a place like this for that long. If it were me, I would have gone insane. Granted, they are kind of broken in a way. So they couldn't make enough money to pay back the debt even after a year? Well, this is the mistress we're talking about here. It's gotta be one nasty sum of money. Besides, I think they're here as collateral. I wouldn't be surprised if she's making them work for free. That sounds awful. Midori frowns. Keep in mind that I'm only half guessing. For a while, we were doing a good job of repaying the debt a little bit at a time, but he's been struggling these past few months. It hasn't been looking good since then. Why? What happened?
Oh,
He kept pushing himself to pay it back, and all that work suddenly got to him. He collapsed and had to be hospitalized. Because of that, he lost his job. He can't seem to find a new job either. He's been down on his luck ever since. Wow. I knew Mikiko and Makoto had it hard working here, but apparently the husband is no different. At least Mikiko and Makoto have the guarantee of food and shelter. You could say they're lucky just because of that. I only know what I overheard from their conversation, so I can't say for sure. Mikiko never really talks about that kind of stuff. Come to think of it, I don't think I ever saw Mikiko complain. But enough of this dreary topic. We don't want to ruin dinner. Well, I can't blame her for wanting to drop it. It's not a very pleasant topic. More importantly, what's going to happen with the food if their talk goes on for too long? Isn't Mikiko in charge of making it? Never mind, apparently she's just worried about the food. I should be able to manage it on my own if it comes to that. I already heard the menu from Mikiko. Glad to hear it. Thank God you're here. You're like the only one in this place besides Mikiko that can cook. It never occurs to her for even a moment to give her a hand. Someone remind me why this person's even working here again? Once Mirai disappears back into the kitchen, Sachi whispers into my ear. Just between you and me, I think today is going to be their last day working here. What, you mean Mikiko and Makoto? I respond with surprise. Yeah, if my hunch is right anyway. But why do you think that? I've seen something like this happen before. I think she's lining things up so she can get rid of them at tomorrow's party. What do you mean? If I'm right, you'll be finding out real soon. Let's just hope I'm not. She finishes what she has to say and takes her seat in silence. The news left me nervous and confused in my chair. I can sort of hear voices coming from the hall, but I'm too scared to listen to them. Time passes and still no one comes. Sachi and I continue to wait in silence. Just then the voices in the hall suddenly go silent. A short time afterwards, the door to the dining room opens and the mistress comes walking in. I'm sorry. That took longer than I thought. Marika and Marisa follow right in behind her. For whatever reason, Mikiko and Makoto aren't with them. Neither is Kiyoshi. Everyone to your seats. It's time for dinner. They each take their seats. I'll have your food ready at once. Mirai immediately comes in to report. She had everything ready to go by the time they arrived. Oh, Mirai, before you do that, the mistress stops her before she can go back into the kitchen. Don't worry about Mikiko and Makoto's portions. Kiyoshi's busy at the moment, so you can exclude him as well. Huh? Oh, very well. And one more thing. Starting tomorrow, I want to leave you in charge of the kitchen instead of Mikiko. Are you going to have any problems with that? Huh? But why? Mirai is caught off guard by the suddenness of the offer. I guess now would be a good time to tell everyone. I'm afraid Mikiko and Makoto will be quitting here as servants. What? Midoriya is utterly shocked at the news. Since I already heard from Sachi, I'm more afraid than surprised. I have no idea what's going on, but it turns out that Sachi was right. Judging from the situation, I doubt they're leaving on pleasant terms. The fact that the two of them aren't here right now only adds to my fears. But why did they decide to quit all of a sudden? They have their reasons. Besides, they've already worked here for a long time, and now is just a good opportunity for them to quit. It's what they wanted, and I've decided to honor their wishes. She answers with a gentle smile. Honestly, seeing her smile like that just makes it all the more creepy. I wonder what the hell went on in that hall. So yes, I know this is sudden, but would you be willing to take her place? I understand. She accepts with some hesitation. Wonderful. Mikako spoke very highly of your skills as a chef. I'm sure we'll be in good hands. And I know things are going to get busy around here with fewer servants, but I'll make sure to find some replacements soon enough. Try to hang in there for now. She directs that comment to Sachi and me. Losing Mikako and Makoto all of a sudden like that definitely leaves some holes, Makoto especially being the only other male. Now I'm gonna have to pick up all the slack. Sachi will probably just be lazy and not do anything like usual. She said she'd look for replacements, but I doubt she'd be finding those in the little time I have left here. But on the bright side, it is just a few more days until I'm out of here. I shouldn't fret over it too much. More importantly, I want to know what happened to Mikako and her son. If they really did just quit, that's fine, but judging from what Sachi said, I doubt that's all there is to it. I hope it's not something too bad. Alright everyone, it's a little late, but let's get this dinner started, shall we? With that, Midoriya set the table for dinner. After that, dinner ends without incident. The mistress starts up a conversation while enjoying her after-dinner coffee. That was delicious. You did a wonderful job. The thank you. You think you'll be okay handling the food for tomorrow's party? I know the menu from when I was helping her, but there are quite a few dishes I've never made before on it. I'm a bit nervous doing it by myself. I'm sure with your skill that it'll be just fine. Well, I'll try my best. I'm counting on it. And Sawatari, I know the load will be heavy on you with Makoto gone. Make sure you don't screw up in front of our guests tomorrow. If you have any questions, you can ask Sachi. Alright. I doubt Sachi will be any help, but I go along with her. We're gonna have a ton of important guests tomorrow, so make sure you treat them as courteously as possible. That goes for you too, Mariko, Marisa. We have a lot of big buyers and regulars coming tomorrow, so I want you two to make an effort as well. I know, Mother. I hear a friend... Huh? I have a friend who I haven't seen in a while will be coming too. I'm not even sure how I'll get to sleep tonight. I'm so excited. Just leave the old men to me. I'm good at dealing with them. What? One look at my beautiful face will have those geezers, or have them geezers swooning. I'm counting on you. Okay, everyone, get some rest for now. Tomorrow is going to be a big day. And thus, dinner safely comes to an end. I go back to my room after dinner and kill time by reading a magazine until it's time for my bath. Once it's about time, I leave my room and go to the first floor. I walk down the first floor hallway and come to a stop in front of the playroom. I think I can hear the clinking of billiards coming from inside. I notice the door isn't completely shut, which is what's causing the sound to leak. I go up to the door and peek through the crack. I see Marika and Sachi together inside. That's enough for a warm-up. It's time to get this game going. I'm gonna kick your ass this time. Oh, you sound confident. I know you've been doing some secret practice lately. Let's see just how far that gets you. Say whatever you want. I'm sure of myself this time. I'll be taking back all the money you swindled from me. Sounds like fun. But first things first, do you even have the money to put up for the bet? If I'm not mistaken, you bet everything you had against me last time and lost. Yeah, what about it?
Well, if you don't have any money to bet, we can't exactly go through with this, can we?
I know. That's why I'm betting something instead of money this time. Oh, and what might that be? Do you have anything that could be used in place of money? Yes, myself. Yourself, is that some kind of joke? I'm quite serious. I'm betting my own body. She may regret that. If you win, you can use my body however you want to your satisfaction. But if I win, same as usual. I'll be taking all my money back and then some. How does that sound? It's fine with me. Funny you say as usual, though considering you've never won against me a single time. I don't really swing that way, to be honest, but I'm touched by your courage. I'll accept. So how much are we saying your body is worth? 1,000,000 big ones. It's rather bold of you. Very well, I accept. It's not like there's any chance I'll lose. All right. But if you lose, I hope you're ready to give me my 1,000,000 yens worth of out of your body. Of course, you can order me to do whatever you want. Don't these people know what happens in this place? Like, just stupid fucking decisions. I'm gonna hold you to that. I'll have you squealing like a pig while I cherish every single hole on your body. Haha, alright then. Just try not to be too hard on me now. Now that's settled. Now that that's settled, let's get this match started. I'll even give myself a little handicap and let you be the one to break. You sure you want to do that? You might end up regretting it later. Eh, I know how good you are. This won't even be much of a handicap. We'll see. I'm gonna pull a break and run on your ass. Yeah, right. You'd have to be as good as me to do that. Just watch. She makes a break, knocking the 3 and 6 balls in with a satisfying clink. I'm curious how their match will turn out, but it wouldn't be wise to peek any further. Tomorrow's a big day, and here they are playing pool. You have to wonder what their nerves are made of. I shake my head at their antics and continue on to the bathroom. Phew! I soak up to my shoulders in the paradise that is the bathtub. I wanted to stay there for a while, but I remember what the mistress said about getting rest for the party. After soaking long enough, I get out. I get dressed and head down to the basement to turn off the boiler. Once that's over with, I go back to my room to get some sleep. On my way there, I'm reminded of their pool match and stop in front of the playroom. I listen in but can't hear the clinking sound of billiards. Their game must have finished. That's kind of weird. Oh, I guess you have to pick that one. Their game. I don't have a choice, guys. Curiosity gets the best of me, and I peek through the cracked door again. I didn't stand a chance. I see Sachi with a look of blank shock, muttering about her loss. Looks like victory went to Mariko once again. Even after all that big talk, Sachi didn't even win. But that's Sachi for you, I guess. I can't say I'm surprised. Alright, Sachi, time to pay up with your body. I don't suppose we can put this on my tab, can we? I don't think so. Marika isn't having any of Sachi's bullcrap. Alright, I'll pay. She opens up with frustration and starts taking off her maid uniform. Good. I don't really care either way, to be honest, but I figure I might as well kill some time. Marika follows by taking off her dress. Alright, let's begin. Gulp. My loins burn in anticipation at what's about to happen. Well, mine don't. Unfortunately, the damn door's in the way, and I can't get a good look at what's going on inside. We wouldn't want to keep our audience waiting. She looks over at the door like she knows exactly what I'm thinking. Don't just stand there and peek, Salutari. Come on in, said the devil. Ah! Looks like I'm busted. With no other choice, I show myself. You were spying on us. I can't believe you. She looks at me with scorn in her eyes. I'm sorry, I was just passing by. It's fine. Let him watch. What? Sachi is obviously not receptive, not very receptive to the idea. It's what I want. You don't have any reason to refuse, do you? Well, yeah. Sachi is in no position to talk back after losing her match. Did you hear that? Savitari? Stay right there and enjoy the show. Feel free to start masturbating at any time if you want. My cock gets hard already just hearing that. Alright, Sachi, lie down over the pool table. Okay. She follows her orders and climbs up on top of the table. She puts herself face down with her butt sticking towards Marika. There you go. I like that CG. Could you pull your panties down for me? Sachi goes ahead and slides her panties down her legs. She puts her shaven crotch and swollen pussy lips out on display. Marika climbs up on the table with her. There we go! She positions herself behind Sachi's butt and unhooks her own bra. Our beautiful bust bounces free from their confinement. She is very well drawn, I will say that. Let's get yours off too. It'll get in the way. She undoes the hooks on Sachi's bra next. I gulp as both of their breasts are out in the open for me to see. There we go. Good CG. Having Sawatari watch is getting me kinda hot. I'm starting to get hard. Oh, I think I can just hit. There we go. Yeah. Marika continues by pulling down her panties. Uh-oh. Her cramped cock jumps free of its prison. You're not very well. She rubs her penis against Sachi's slit. Oh well, screw it. I don't feel like foreplay. She sticks her penis inside without any sort of preparation. Sachi grimaced as Marika's cock forces itself inside. Not bad. Not very tight, though. I guess it feels a little better than an Ona hole, anyway. She gives a frank impression to Sachi's love hole. Just hurry up and come already. Well, I'd like to, but it's your job to make me. You're not making that very easy by being such a downer about it. I've had Ona holes that were more into it than you are. Besides, you're not really tight enough for me to get off. She raises her arm in the air. You won't be able to please me like that. Put your feelings into it and strangle my cock. She brings her hand down and slaps Sachi on the ass. Alright, that made you tighter. She takes her hand up with glee and brings it down against her ass again. Yes, that's good. Squeeze tighter. Marika gets really into it and slaps Sachi's ass over and over.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's like music to my ears. Look at the way her pussy strangles my cock as she tries to bear the pain. My hand's starting to hurt. She finally puts her hand down and stops spanking Sachi, but not before her ass is already red and swollen. Once I stopped spanking you, you got loose again. God, your pussy is such a pain in the ass. After looking around for a bit, a grin forms on her face. Oh, hey, that'll work. She picks up one of the billiard balls by her feet. This'll do wonders in clenching up your loose cunt. Sachi takes one look at it and grimaces with fear as she seems to realize what she's planning. You're not! Marika grins and brings the ball up to her anus. Wait, stop! If you stick that thing in, you won't be able to get it out. Hey, you said you'd do anything. Don't worry, I'm sure it'll come out if you push hard enough. She shows no concern as she pushes the ball up Sachi's ass. I know you want it in both holes anyway. I hate taking it in the ass, she said. Alright, it's in! She smiles as the ball lodges inside her rectum. The muscles in her ass convulse like crazy in response to the foreign object. You suddenly got a lot tighter. That's good. Marika's shoulders shiver with pleasure as Sachi's pussy chokes her cock tighter. Ready for the next one? Marika picks up another ball. What? There's more? The look on her face freezes in terror. Well, yeah, just one isn't gonna make you tight enough. Besides, you want more than one, don't you? No, I'm fine, really. So please. Now, don't be shy. She takes the other ball and sticks it in Sachi's ass. It makes a clink as it hits the other ball inside of her anus. I'm gonna shove it in deeper. Try to relax. She doesn't even pause before pushing the second ball further inside her anus. With the first ball already paving the way, the second one goes in without much trouble. Sachi's entire body writhes in response to the two balls stuck inside her ass. My own asshole is starting to tingle just watching it. Alright, I think it's tight enough to enjoy myself now. She smiles with content at the pressure against her cock. But hell, maybe we should throw in one more, just to be safe. Ouch. She picks up one more ball from the pool table. Wait, I can't fit anymore. Sachi kicks and squirms in refusal. How can you know unless you try? Marika goes unfazed by her hesitation as she shoves the next ball in. Billiards, folks. Billiards. Hang in there. This is the last one. You can do it. She pushes the third ball deeper inside her anus. The going gets rough once it gets to the third ball. Marika tries to push it in, but keeps coming back out. Try to relax a little more. We're almost there. She gives a little encouragement and shoves the ball in further with one big push. You made that choice. With Marcus' hard shove, the ball moves far enough inside so that it's out of sight. I'm getting turned on from watching her take all those balls up her ass. I didn't even notice how hard my cock is. It's like, I'm gonna burst. She shudders in pain as the balls take up residence inside her asshole. Now this is what I call tight. Marika shivers with pleasure at the intense pressure pushing against her member. This should have me coming in no time. Well, now that it feels good enough, let's get started. She starts thrusting her hips against Sachi without mercy. Hurry up and get this over with already. While Marika seems to be enjoying herself, Sachi breaks out into a sweat as she tries to hold against the pain. Your pussy feels so good, I love it. It's so tight, I can feel the balls in your ass grinding against my cock. At least that makes one of us. Come on, can't you be a little more enthusiastic and moan or something? You're making it hard to get into the mood. Yeah, too bad this feels like shit. Oh well, I don't care if you enjoy it or not. As long as I get to feel good. She starts pounding into her even harder. It's so tight, the balls are rubbing against all the right spots. Just let it end already, you're gonna tear my ass and pussy apart. They both scream and shudder with opposing feelings. I get so turned on with watching them that I start stroking my own cock in rhythm to Marisa's thrust. I think I'm gonna come. Good, do it. Hurry up and come. Yes, I'm coming. It burns! She says, melt my balls of all their cum. Don't come so much, it hurts. She's already stuffed with 3 billiard balls as it is. Filling her womb with cum certainly didn't help matters. There's more where that came from, but Marika doesn't seem to care as she empties her balls inside Sachi. Once her balls are tapped of semen, she stops coming. Phew, that was a good one. Hurry up and pull out, it hurts. I was going to, geez, you don't have to be so impatient. She pulls her penis out of Sachi.
Well,
Phew, you felt pretty good. Granted, most of that was because of the balls I put in your ass.
Marika slapped Sachi's ass a few more times for good measure before climbing off the pool table.
Well, take these balls out of me first. It hurts. Or I think she said, wait, take these balls out of me. It hurts. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. She leaves Sachi writhing in pain on the pool table. Ew, I'm not gonna take out some shit-covered balls out of your ass. Are you crazy? But Sachi turns pale at Marcus cold response. I can't get these out by myself. Well, how am I supposed to get them out if you can't? I would say to ask Savitari to help you, but he looks kind of busy at the moment. She looks over at me masturbating and flashes a grin. Try pushing them out by yourself. You took lessons here too. You should be able to handle something like that. But I really suck at using my ass. How many times do I have to say that? Ah, yes, you did fail all the lessons that dealt with using your asshole, didn't you? Hee hee hee, I completely forgot. Marika giggles at her as she grunts and pushes with all her might to get the balls out. One of the billiard balls inside starts poking out of her ass. Hey, I didn't mean to do it there. You're gonna get crap all over the pool table. Stop it. Marika picks up a cue stick and shoves it up her ass. The ball she worked so hard to get out gets pushed right back inside her. Furthermore, the added pressure against her womb causes the cum that Marika filled with her to pour back out. Ugh. Hey, I just told you not to get it dirty. She gets mad and scolds Sachi for what is essentially her own fault. Looks like we're gonna have to change the cloth after all. God! Fine, whatever. Shit, cum, piss. Do whatever you want now. It doesn't matter anymore. Eager to get this over with, Sachi immediately takes her up on that offer and starts making effort to push the balls out. The cue stick skewered inside her ass gradually makes its way out. With one last push, the cue stick flies out of her ass with enough force to hit the wall. Wow, not bad. See, you can do it. Impressed by what she saw, Marika starts cheering. Sachi follows up by trying to get the balls out next. One of the balls peeks out from her asshole again. The ball pops out, and starts rolling along the pool table. She keeps at it without letting up, and soon enough, the second ball is in sight. The second ball falls quickly after, dropping out and rolling along the table like the first. Very nice, you're like a turtle laying eggs. Oof. Marika gives her joyous applause. Her persistence pays off, and soon the third ball and last ball is on its way. The third ball pops out of her anus and falls into her panties. Well, look at you, you did it. Marika congratulates her for successfully getting all the balls out. Still, she doesn't show any signs of relief even after clearing her ass of balls. Uh-oh. An ominous sound gurgles from her open anus. Oh no, there's something else coming. You know what that means, folks. That means I am going to have to go ahead and... well, cut this one. And of course, we'll be back with the next scene on Grim Sentai Corner, featuring Starless.